Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us.
Welcome back to Ebling and You. My name is Nicole Sclafani, and co-hosting today, having a great time with Cameron Ganass.
We're working out the kinks. We just started talking like we were already back on the air, but it turns out we were not. So here we are.
We're no Ebling yet.
Yeah.
Today joining us, also having fun with us, is Dominic Conkren. He is the director of the Office of Community Media. And actually, we're going to talk to him a little bit about, actually, you just moved into a new space in the Armory. And I actually got the opportunity to go there a couple weeks ago, and it's huge.
I did too.
It's huge.
It was a lot of fun.
It's awesome. We're really excited about it. The short version of the story, the background of that is right now there's no opportunity at all for public access producers in Lansing. There hasn't been for a few years since Comcast closed down their offices. So this is an effort by Mayor Bernero to give that access and take that control back from Southfield where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been on the show before and we kind of talked about like the approach we're taking, which is going to be more of a professional approach. Like this is not going to be like the public access of the past. We're going to be using the same tools at this media center that we would use in a professional environment.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked on a lot of professional sets and productions and we're going to be having those same tools available to people. So, to go along with Taikaki earlier, Kate Taikaki, you know, it can be treated as a jobs pipeline too.
Yeah.
So these people are going to be, you know, not learning on toys. They're learning on software that they're going to be able to put on a resume.
Yeah, that's
so it's pretty cool.
That's great too, because I know we get with LCCTV, we get some people who send their stuff who actually want a chance to learn. And while we can say enroll in classes, you can learn, you know, through going back to college on how to produce videos better. But this is kind of great because it's a community service and people can actually go there and get the same tools that really we'll be having at the college as well and learn how to do that and then also create their own show that will be aired and distributed.
Absolutely. And you and I have talked before and there's a lot of opportunity for partnership with LCC in this too.
Oh,
so,
definitely.
I mean, it's going to be a really great effort. So tell us
what the Office of Community Media is. It's not a private funding of somebody just generating a bunch of equipment. This is a city environment. And
if you look at your cable bill, you'll mm-hmm. see every month, you know, whatever amount it is, something less than a dollar that says PEG fees. That stands for public education and government. That pays for things like LCCTV and, you know, that the education part goes for that. It doesn't pay entirely
yeah.
for it, but that's the education component. So, like, the school district, LCC gets some money. The school district gets a little bit of money. But this is, like, the public part of that, which is the P, so which is the biggest chunk of it, because it's required by law that they have to use that money for creating capacity for public access in the community. So it's something that can never be politically, you know, taken away, and you can't use it to do other things in the general fund. It has to be used for this.
We haven't had that in a while. Comcast used to have something.
It's a little complicated, but there's a new law in the mm-hmm. state that allowed Comcast to close down those studios.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's completely up to the communities to do it. Which I think is a better approach because Comcast never had any motivation. They did it and it was great and it was a cool opportunity for people, but they never had any motivation to really take it to the next level like we're doing. We're taking more of an entrepreneurial approach, you know, to treat it more like a jobs pipeline. So
this is Cameron Ganass joining in the studio here with Dom Cochran from Optic and Office of Community Media. And Dom, you found this. I mean, you recognized that this was an opportunity. And I think, you know, just as we were talking with Tony in the last segment about opportunity, you know, it's finding a problem and finding a way to solve it. But you're doing it in a way that isn't going to cost people a lot of money. I mean, you're talking, I've seen some of the equipment and I know what you're going to be, you know, be acquiring. This is a pretty amazing stuff that you would find in a traditional studio or a traditional business. I mean, talk about what is this going to cost the community a lot of money to be able to use this?
Well, it belongs to the community, and the community is already paying for it. So what we're going to do is we're going to charge a small nominal membership fee to join the media center, and we're talking like under $100 for a year for access to all this equipment. And that's really just to give some people a feeling of ownership over it. And they actually won't have to pay that in cash. They can work that off in volunteer hours.
Oh, wow.
So we're talking about really cool equipment. Like mm-hmm. we're just put out a bid for $250,000 of video production equipment that we're going to put in people's hands. to make this stuff for Lansing.
How many people got those bids to get grants to start making programs, to get the equipment to start making programs?
It's going to be an annual program. The first time we did organizations and individuals, and we actually had 34 proposals requesting $600,000 equipment. So no one can tell me there's no demand for this. So we ended up approving, I believe, 14 of those, giving away $250,000 in equipment, not writing checks. And that's not even counting the equipment we're purchasing to house at the media center that's open to everybody.
So this media center can be used to make any kind of public access show. Can it be used to make a one-hour movie?
Yes.
Or a 30-minute movie?
Yes.
And speaking of movies, then.
You can make anything except for commercial productions.
Oh, that's awesome. So you can't sell the whatever you're generating out?
Well, the movie thing, you know, we're actually working on that because we want people to be able to produce short films that may or may not be able to sell in the future. So.
And will this be up and running in time to produce a film to submit to the brand new Capital City Film Fest? I'd love to hear more about that,
nice
too.
Nice segue. Awesome. well, we're partnering up with Lansing Community College and a few other partners to launch the first annual Capital City Film Festival, and we're really excited about that. We've already been open for entries. It's going to be programmed by Heidi Gusted from the Capital Area District Library, who has a lot of experience in film festivals. So we're going to be really excited about the programming. We've got submissions already from all over the world, and we've only had submissions open for a couple weeks.
How do people find out how to submit, learn more about the film festival, and also about the media center?
Film festival is capitalcityfilmfest.com. And both of those operations are on Facebook. So just search Facebook for Office of Community Media, search Facebook for Capital City Film Festival, and hopefully we'd love to hear from you.
That's great. We're looking forward to the Michigan component of this film festival stuff as well. So again, Cameron Ganas, Nicole Stefani, Dom Cochran in studio from the Office of Community Media, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it, guys.